Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How did your parents unintentionally get you in trouble at school? It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. This past weekend, I was at an event for our big promotion we've been doing with Corona.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were giving away this Corona cooler and some Corona swag. And one of the little swag items is sort of like this, I kept calling it a lunch pail.
Who says lunch pail?
I don't know. It was Sunday, and I was just having fun with everybody at the bar. And I was like, who wants this lunch pail from Corona?
And Corona's like, stop calling
it. And everyone at the bar was like, okay, we got the joke the first time. Well, this woman, fan member, came up to me and was registering, and she was like, that lunch pail you keep talking about that brings back bad memories for me from a couple of years ago. And I was like, well, what happened? Apparently, her husband was at this golf tournament where he won some sort of like inflatable lunch pail that you could put like booze and stuff in for adults.
Oh, so it was more like a cooler.
Right. But it's like one of those like collapsible, I don't know what the material is called, but it keeps it's insulated.
And, okay. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So he won one of those at a golf tournament. Well, he got home, never looked in it, and then was like, oh, I'll give it to my child that's in middle school. The child was like, oh, thanks, Dad. Took the lunch pail to school, opened it up, took out their sandwich, their chips, and in the bottom of the lunch pail were little bottles of Tito's.
Oh!
Wait, how did nobody see that if there was a sandwich in it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I had a sandwich get in, but the Tito's didn't get out.
Right. Like,
I didn't ask questions. And so
I just feel like there's...
No.
I'm curious. Go ahead.
And then the mom said that, I guess, like, it was the perfect storm that as they were like, oh my gosh, what's this? One of the hall monitors or the lunch monitors was like, what is that in your hand? The kid got suspended from school because they thought that the kid had taken Tito's to school.
Yeah, and they were going to like sneak it around on the sly.
Yes. Oh. And so she was like, I was so mad at my husband for getting our kid suspended from school. And then they tried to explain it to the school and they were like, yeah, sure.
Well, they probably had questions like I have, such as how did the sandwich get in but the Tito's didn't come out?
I don't know. Listen, that's a whole different story.
Oh, those poor people, though.
Because, I know.
Like, especially, like, let's just say you're doing, like, a pack in the lunch in the morning and you're kind of, like, bleary-eyed and you don't really see what's going on. And
yes.
Then you get this call and you're like,
oh, no.
No, but I didn't. But it is. That is.
But so I was wondering, how did your parents unintentionally get you in trouble? Because clearly now this kid is always going to have a mark that they got suspended from school for bringing alcohol when it was their dad's fault.
Yeah, way to go, Dad.
877-999-1015. How did your parents unintentionally get you in trouble? We'll take your phone calls next. How did your parents unintentionally get you in trouble? It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. I had a fan member this weekend tell me that her husband won this little collapsible lunch pail, and there was like two little mini bottles of Tito's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Packed the lunch bag, gave it to the kid. Kid took it to school, and the school thought the kid brought Tito's to school.
Suspended.
Done. And it was all because the dad didn't look inside the box. So we want to know, how did your parents unintentionally get you in trouble? Mika in St. Pete, what happened with you?
I actually had an expulsion.
Wait, I'm sorry. We can barely hear you. Do you have us on speakerphone or Bluetooth?
No, you're on microphone. I don't think I am.
Okay, I'm sorry. We can't.
All right, hold on. We're going to come back to you, Mika, because you have a good story. But it's,
no.
Sounds like she's in a space shuttle right now, coming from space.
Or maybe in a tunnel.
All right, Kaylee in Tampa. How did your parents unintentionally get you in trouble?
Well, it wasn't really unintentionally, but I got in trouble, and I told the girl I was going to catch her outside at 3 o'clock.
Ooh.
And so my mom got mad at the principal because he was going to suspend me. So she said that she was going to catch the principal outside at 3 o'clock.
Oh, the apple does not fall far from the tree.
There it is. There it is.
Catch me outside. How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Are you cousins with old homegirl? No.
Now, did anybody catch anybody outside that day?
I mean, I wasn't allowed on school property, and neither was my mom, so not until after my suspension was over, so no.
Okay, good. Violence is never the answer.
See, back in my day.
You need to catch a book club after school.
We used to have a park by the school that's where you would go. You'd catch outside, and people would fight at this park by the school, so it wasn't on school property.
Oh, jeez, help
us. I had such a different life than y'all.
Violence is not the answer. Kaylee, thank you so much for your phone call, and I'm glad that your fist did not meet anyone's face.
Yes, that always time. That.
Nadine from Lakeland, how did your parents unintentionally get you in trouble?
So my dad, it wasn't unintentionally. I was in school and some boy pushed me. And when my father got there, he made me punch the boy in front of the dean and they suspended me.
Oh! Okay.
He made you punch him in the face?
Like, Dad.
Yeah.
Like, I just...
Let's solve this the right way, daughter.
Yeah.
Punch him in the face!
I feel like there should maybe at least be a parenting class.
My father didn't believe that.
Yeah.
If they hit you, you hit him back.
Wow.
In front of the dean.
Yeah, the dean's like, well, here we go.
I just wonder what your dad thought that might have, how that might play out. Like, I know that these types of, like, individuals don't usually think about consequences, but, like, it's like, what would have thought you know, how did that go? How did that play out? The dean's like, good parenting right there.
Yeah.
Hit him again.
A plus. Like,
she said, now I see why your son is always suspended. And you had another one in the school.
Oh, yeah.
I was just such a, my father wasn't the type to believe if they hit you, you hit him back. Defend yourself to the end.
Well, that, like we said, violence is not the answer.
Yeah.
Nadine, thank you so much for your phone call. Let's go to Amanda in Newport Richie. How did your parents unintentionally get you in trouble?
Well, my stepfather, when I was younger, worked for a pipeline company, and he used some sort of crayon when he was working with the pipes. And one day he left one in his work pant, and it got mixed in with the laundry. And when my mom washed laundry, she mixed crayon all over our clothes. She wanted to know who it was that did it, made us stand in the corner for almost 5 or 6 hours at least. And after all that time went by, my stepdad pipes up and says, oh, I think I left a crayon in my pants.
So he got all of y'all in trouble for leaving crayons in his pants?
Yes.
Daddy, what you doing?
Come on, Daddy.
Also, Ma, how about that punishment? Like, it seems a little extreme.
Holly, these were the 80s punishments.
Yeah.
We used to have to go out and get the switch.
What?
The walk of death. Yes, you had to go out and get the switch, and then that's what you get whipped with.
What's a switch? The light switch?
No. I know. Hey, I know. I got you real quick. I'm from the north, okay? Maybe they didn't do this in Vero Beach either. A switch is a limb off a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you call it a switch? Ain't nobody know.
I don't know. Let me go get my Southern dictionary and tell you why they call it a switch. I don't know.
No, but it's a limb. Stick. Not a branch, it's a limb. You'll pick that limb off and I'm going to hit you with it. And I just say that because it's mainly in the South, and
yes.
So I'm just joking with my Southern accent. But literally, I had never heard of this in my life until I moved down south.
Mm-hmm. You never got hit with a switch, Scott?
Nope. Nobody ever hit me with a switch.
Pick your switch.
Nope.
Thank gosh.
Yeah.
That was horrifying. Amanda, thank you so much for your phone call. And let's go and see if we can get Mika on the phone. What happened with your parents?
Well, pretty much. I was in school. The neighborhood that I stayed in at the time, my dad felt like it was unsafe. So he had me carry a box cutter to school.
Oh, dear Lord. You're going to become a murderer.
Yeah, it was. I had a purse with me all the time, and it just so happened one particular day, I sat it down, and I left it. And when I got to class, I was just like, oh, no, I left my purse. Let me go back to where it was to get it. And it wasn't there, so I had to go to the office, and I was like, you know, where's my purse? I'm like, oh, we have it, but we need to talk to you.
Yeah, there is a box cutter.
Box cutter.
Yikes.
How long were you suspended for?
Oh, last year. I was actually
expelled because you can't have weapons in school.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a very trying experience, devastating to say the least, but the bright side of it, because all my friends knew that I was such a great kid, they actually petitioned the school and the Pinellas County. I didn't realize how many friends I had, but all those people signed it, and I was allowed to come back the following year. But the rest of that year, I had to go to teleschool, which was like school over the phone.
Oh my God.
Thanks a lot, Dad. Like, safety gone too far.
Dad just trying to keep you safe with a box cutter.
Cardboard does not stand a chance.
No. Nope.
Oh, Stephanie, thank you so much for your phone call. Oh, I'm sorry, Mika. Thank you so much for your phone call. Have a great day.
No problem.